Hi everyone, I'm Alex Smith and this is your 360 update. With the bye week now in the rearview mirror, the Eagles were back at the NovaCare Complex today as they get set for Sunday night's meeting in Dallas. Today we heard from Eagles head coach Chip Kelly, who spoke about what he and the coaching staff saw on film from the first half of the season.
You know, too many drops. That's the first thing I think with everybody. We came out of there, we've dropped too many balls. We probably, I think we're last in the league in drops. We're first in the league in drops, however you look at it, you know. And a lot of things that could have extended drives for us and kept us on the field really affected our third down proficiency in terms of holding on to the football. And it's we had to do a better job catching the football.
Inside the Eagles locker room, we heard from Ryan Matthews, Brandon Graham, and others on what the bye week meant for the team.
Midway through the season is a good time. Recharge and come back. Think of it as another season, like starting another season. But, yeah.
I'm feeling good. You know, to get back out there, the bye week was great. You know, being out there to be with my teammates again and going to, you know, just get better with them.
I mean, as players, we like to bye to rest our bodies, but at the same time, we love coming in here every day. And I'm just being out on the practice field every day. We were 3-4, and I think we were heading in the right direction, so it did throw us off a little bit, but at the same time, everyone gets a bye.
I know that as a team, I felt like that was the right time for us to just kind of take a break. So I think that, everybody had a personal, I'm sure some players that don't like to bye, but, you know, it's a lot of us that do, as far as like just to get away, because we've been going so hard all the way from April, get a little break, then you go so hard in camp, and then you get this long haul. You do need a break in between.
When the Eagles meet the Cowboys on Sunday night, they will see Dez Bryant for the first time this season. Today we heard from Malcolm Jenkins and Byron Maxwell on the challenge that Bryant brings to the table.
Obviously, he has other dimension to him. Like they didn't get the ball like this week, but they were going after him. He seemed like he was healthy. So
I saw bits and pieces of it, but I did go back and watch the tape this morning. He looked healthy. I mean, he's playing fast. I think, you know, Richard, he just went up against a really good corner, Richard Sherman, and Sherman did a good job.
As for an injury update, every player was back at Eagles practice today except for left tackle Jason Peters, who Chip Kelly said would sit out today, although we did see Peters warming up with the team. The good news is that linebacker Kiko Alonso appears on schedule to play on Sunday.
You know, very, because, you know, obviously I've missed some time, and it's never fun to miss time and, you know, watch your teammates go out there, but, you know, I'm very anxious to get back out there.
That will wrap things up here from the NovaCare Complex. Be sure to stay tuned for all the latest Eagles news right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.